The Sermon at Benares by Betty Renshaw is taken from her book Values and Voices. This chapter throws light on the preachings of Lord Buddha that have deep-rooted meanings in our lives. Lord Buddha was born as a prince named Siddhartha Gautam in North India. When he was 12 years old, he was sent away from home to study the sacred Hindu scriptures. He returned 4 years later and married a beautiful princess. They had a healthy son and had led a life of royalty for 10 years. Being a part of the royal family, he was protected from the sufferings and unpleasant happenings around the world. One fine day, while he went out hunting, the prince met an ailing man, an old man, a funeral procession, and a monk begging for alms. He was moved by the encounters, and soon he left royalty behind to seek enlightenment for all the sorrows that he witnessed. After 7 years, he attained salvation and sat under a tree and renamed it the Bodhi tree, and began preaching and sharing his new understandings. Soon, he came to be known as the Buddha, or the Awakened, or the Enlightened. He gave his first sermon in Benares, the holy city on the banks of the river Ganges. In one of his sermons, he taught about a lady, Kisa Gautami, whose only son had died. She was devastated and in extreme grief for the sudden loss. She went from one house to another, seeking help and medicine to bring her son back to life. People thought that she had lost her mind owing to her grief. One day, she met a man who directed her to approach Lord Buddha for guidance. He felt that Lord Buddha could possibly help her in her crisis. The lady approached the monk as directed and begged him to cure her son. Lord Buddha asked her to procure mustard seeds from a house where the family had never lost a family member, relative, or friend. Kisa Gautami was filled with a ray of hope and immediately went in search of it from one house to another. But she could find none. She felt disheartened and finally realized how selfish she had been in desperately searching for something that was not possible to achieve. Thus, she understood that man is a mortal being. All who come to earth have to leave behind all their relations and belongings when they die. This was the lesson that Lord Buddha taught her and wanted her to understand, that life and death are the cycles of the universe and no one can escape it. Lord Buddha taught a valuable lesson to all that feelings of sorrow and grief only escalate man's suffering and pain. It deteriorates one's health and worsens the current situation. Therefore, a wise person is one who is completely aware of how Mother Nature functions and must not lose hope or remain in constant grief for something that is bound to happen. It is only then one can enjoy life and stay happy and blessed in life.